This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. World leaders are gathered in Paris for French President Emmanuel Macron's Gaza aid conference. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed the group by video.
Civilians in Gaza, including children and women, face a never-ending humanitarian nightmare.
While Israel has agreed to daily four-hour pauses in the fighting, Guterres has once again called for a permanent ceasefire. Hundreds of trucks from Egypt, loaded with water, food, medical supplies, humanitarian supplies for shelters, have entered Gaza since the beginning of the hostilities between Hamas and Israel. VOA's Natasha Moskovaya reports from Nitzana's border crossing between Israel and Egypt.
About 100 of them are passing through this crossing point at Nitzana between Israel and Egypt. Here they are scanned for anything that could be smuggled into the Gaza Strip. The trucks with Egyptian license plates start arriving at Nitzana at 8 a.m. Each truck with its loaded pallets is inspected separately, with dogs sniffing for explosives. 2 to 3 hours later, a convoy of 20 to 30 trucks makes its way along the Egyptian side of the border to the Rafah crossing into Gaza, monitored along the way by the Israel Defense Forces. Natasha Moskovaya, VOA News, Nitzana Crossing, Israel.
Iran on Thursday rejected a G7 statement that called on Tehran to stop supporting Hamas militants and taking actions that destabilize the Middle East. Tehran's comments came a day after foreign ministers from the G7 group of advanced economies meeting in Tokyo expressed support for humanitarian pauses and corridors in the Israeli-Hamas war. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is